Macro Automation for FX Sweeps Masterclass at 170 BPM. Advanced Ableton Live Lesson. Let's go! Today we're focusing on the difference between a loop that just repeats and a drum and bass record that actually rolls forward. At 170 BPM, the secret weapon is automation. Not just drawing one filter line but building macro-controlled systems that you can perform like an instrument, riser into impact into release. Then printing it to audio so it's tight and repeatable. We're going to build two racks. Rack 1 is the top sweep rack. This goes on drums tops, breaks, hats, ambience, anything that can move around without destroying the sub. Rack 2 is the pre-drop vacuum to slam rack. This is your tension engine for the bars before the drop. Again, not on the sub, not on the full master. We're here to make chaos in the tops and atmos, while the low end stays stable and mean. Before we touch a single macro, quick session setup. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Then group your project into three buses. A drums bus, a bass bus, and a music or atmos bus. Now create two return tracks. Return A is reverb FX. Return B is delay FX. Here's the non-negotiable. Go to your bass bus and put a utility at the end. Set width to 0%. Mono bass. Every time, the moment your macro sweeps start widening or filtering your sub by accident, your drop loses weight. And in DNB, that is unforgivable. Alright, rack 1, the top sweep macro rack. Put this on your drums bus, or better yet, on a dedicated tops bus if you have one. The idea is you can go aggressive, but your punch stays intact. Drop an audio effect rack on that bus. Then inside the rack, add devices in this order. First, auto filter. Set it to clean mode. High pass filter. Start around 80 to 120 Hz. Resonance somewhere around 0.7 to 1.1. Keep it musical. We're not building a dentist drill. Second, hybrid reverb, if you have sweet or regular reverb if you don't. Start with something like hall or plate if you want it tighter. Bass decay around 1.2 seconds. Predelay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so your transients still punch through. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz so the reverb stays dark and doesn't fizz all over your cymbals. And set the mix low at first, like 10 to 15%. Third, echo. Set the time to an eighth note or 3/16th. Classic DNB timing. Feedback around 15 to 25% to start. Keep modulation low. Use echo's filter. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 9 kHz. So the delay lives in the mids and highs. Mix around 8 to 12% for your bass line. Fourth, saturator or roar if you want more attitude. Soft sign if you want cleaner harmonic lift. Analog clip if you want it to bite. Drive around 1 to 3 dB as a starting point. Then compensate output so you're not being fooled by volume. Fifth, utility, width at 100% as your baseline. Now we map the magic. Go into the rack's map mode. Macro 1 will be called sweep. This macro will move multiple parameters at once so one gesture creates a full transition, not just a filter move. Map sweep to the auto filter frequency. Think 120 Hz on the low end up to somewhere between 2.5 kHz and maybe 6 kHz on the high end, depending on how extreme you want it. Map sweep to auto filter resonance as well, but keep it restrained, like 0.8 up to 1.4. Then map sweep to hybrid reverb decay, from about 1.2 seconds up to 6, 8, even 10 seconds if you want a huge bloom. Map sweep to hybrid reverb mix too, from about 10% up to 35 or maybe 50. Map sweep to echo feedback, from around 20% up to 55, 60, even 70 if you're going for panic mode. Map sweep to echo mix, from around 10 up to 25 or 35. Map sweep to saturator drive, from about 2 dB up to 6, 8, maybe 10 if you want it gnarly. And map sweep to utility width, from 100 up to 130 or 160. But you have to check mono. At 170 BPM, wide hats are gorgeous. Wide low mids are how you get phase soup. If you're not checking mono occasionally, you're guessing. Now macro 2. This one is key. Call it kill tail. This is the thing that makes the drop hit, because it creates contrast. You build the wash, then you cut the wash. Map kill tail to the reverb mix and delay mix, but set the ranges carefully. Teacher tip, don't set it to fully mute unless you actually want that dramatic vacuum. A lot of the time, leaving 1 or 2% of residue sounds more natural. Like a tight stop instead of a hard edit. Even better, make the kill musical by reducing more than just mix. If you want to go extra pro, map the kill to reduce reverb decay too, so the tail shortens as it disappears. Tight, controlled, drop ready. Now, optional but extremely DNB, a dedicated noise sweep layer. This is how you make the sweep feel intentional, not like you just tortured your drum bus. Create a MIDI track called Noise Sweep. Add wave-eatable or analog or even simpler with a noise sample. Choose a noise oscillator. After that, add auto filter, high pass. Then shape the amplitude with an envelope, short attack, medium release, or just draw long MIDI notes. Group the instrument and effects into an instrument rack. Create a macro called Noise Rise. Map it to the filter frequency so the noise lifts upward. Map it to saturator drive a little, and map utility gain so it fades in from basically silence up to something like minus 12 dB. Keep it subtle. This is support, not the main character. Now place a long note for 8 or 16 bars before the drop. Automate noise rise up so the noise becomes more present as you approach impact. Quick extra coach note here, macro controls don't always feel linear. Filter frequency, reverb decay, feedback, they tend to do nothing, then explode. If your sweep macro feels like it's asleep until 70%, tighten the ranges. For example, instead of sweeping from 120 Hz to 8 kHz, try 200 Hz to 4.5 kHz. You want the knob to feel playable. Also consider a two-stage automation shape. Slow ramp up to about 70, then a faster ramp up to 90 or 95 right before the drop. At 170, those last moments matter. Now we write automation. Arrangement view. Three classic shapes. Shape A is an 8-bar rolling lift. This is the subtle one. Starting 8 bars before the drop, put sweep around 10 to 20. By the last bar before the drop, bring it to around 45 to 55. Then add little bumps every 2 bars. Push it up 5 points. Then drop it back 3. That creates movement without screaming riser sample. Shape B is the 2-bar panic wash. 2 bars before the drop. Go from about 55 up to 85. You're opening the filter, increasing reverb, increasing feedback, adding drive, widening the top end. It should feel like the room is getting too small. Then, in the last quarter bar before the downbeat, it kill tail quickly. That contrast is the impact. Wash builds tension. Tail kill creates punch. Timing rule at 170. Bias early. If your sweep peaks after the drop hits, it softens the impact. Let the peak happen about an eighth note before the downbeat, then reset exactly on the downbeat. If your system latency is annoying, reset a hair early so the drop is guaranteed clean. Shape C is the 1-bar stutter and throw. Pick a snare fill or duplicate one snare hit. Automate echo mix on just that last transient. Go from 0 up to like 35% for that hit, with feedback around 30 to 60, and then immediately back to 0 so it doesn't smear the drop. This is how you get that pro phrase punctuation without washing everything. Now rack 2. The pre-drop vacuum to slam rack. This is advanced, and it's powerful, so keep it on music or Atmos, or a dedicated pre-drop FX bus. Add an auto effect rack. First device, EQ8. Band 1 is a high pass around 100 Hz to start. Then add a bell, around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz with the potential to boost slightly. Second, auto filter, high pass or band pass. If you want that telephone choke, band pass is the move. Set resonance ready to rise. Third, redux for grit. Tiny amounts. Map down sample from 1 to around 3 or 4. Bit reduction can stay super subtle or off if it's too crunchy. Fourth, limiter, just as a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. This is not for loudness. This is for macro chaos doesn't clip my ears off. Now map macro 1 called tension. Map EQ8 high pass frequency from about 120 Hz up to 800, even 1.5 kHz depending on how vacuum sealed you want it. Map auto filter frequency from around 300 Hz up to 4, 5, 7 kHz. Map auto filter resonance from about 0.8 up to 1.6, but be careful, resonance in the 2 to 6 kHz zone can get painfully sharp, especially at loud monitoring levels. Map the EQ bell gain from 0 up to around plus 2.5 dB with a moderately narrow Q, like 1.5. Map redux downsample from 1 up to 3 or 4. Optionally map utility gain from 0 up to plus 2 dB if you want the build to feel like it's pushing forward, but don't let this be fake loudness. And here's a big pro tip. Manage perceived loudness of the drop doesn't feel smaller. Reverb, delay, saturation often makes the build feel louder. Then when you reset everything, the drop can feel like it shrinks, even if it's actually louder on the meter. So put a utility at the very end of the rack and map its gain inversely to tension. As tension rises, pull the gain down maybe 1 to 4 dB. That keeps headroom, keeps your ears honest, and makes the drop feel bigger when the dry signal snaps back. Now macro 2, drop clean. This is your reset button. Map it so when you hit it, auto filter goes back to baseline, redux goes back to 1, the EQ bell goes back to 0. The whole point is, on the drop, you're clean and intentional again. Automation move for tension, over 4 or 8 bars, ramp tension from 0 to around 80. In the last 8th note, spike to about 95. Then at the drop, trigger drop clean or hard reset the automation. Now arrangement placement, because genre matters. DNB is phrase based, think in 8s and 16s. Intro, 16 bars. Light sweep moves on Atmos only, maybe 0 to 25. Build, 16 bars. Noise layer rises, sweep goes maybe 20 to 55. Pre-drop, 8 bars. Tension from 0 to 80, then panic wash in the last 2 bars. Drop, 32 bars. Minimal automation. Keep it solid. Use throws at phrase ends, like every 8 bars. Mid-drop switch around bar 33. Quick 1 bar filter lift plus an echo throw. Then introduce your new bass phrase. That's how you keep the listener locked in without constantly sweeping everything. Advanced variation idea. If you want more expression than one knob, make a dual macro push and pull system. Push is energy. Drive, feedback, width, reverb size. Pull is thinning. High pass frequency, maybe a mid cut, maybe soften transients. That gives you loud but thin or thick but controlled, instead of one generic build. Another advanced move. Inside an audio effect rack, do a band split with 3 chains. Low, mid, high. Keep the low chain mostly dry and monosafe. Put the huge movement on the high chain. Then map chain volume so the sweep feels like it rises upward through the spectrum. Massive energy, minimal damage. Now a safety tip for resonance and harshness. If your sweep gets sharp, put something after the rack to control 2 to 6 kHz. You can use multiband dynamics gently as a deharsh, or EQ8 with a narrow bell cut that you automate slightly deeper as the sweep rises. This is how you keep aggression without pain. Next, printing. This is the pro workflow that turns a good idea into a reusable transition palette. Once it feels right, either freeze and flatten the bus, or create an audio track called PrintFX. Set its input to resampling. Record a pass of you performing the macros. If you have a MIDI controller, even better, because you'll get human movement. Then slice the best moments. Turn them into one-shots, risers, pre-impacts, tails. Reverse a tail for that suck into the drop feel. And here's a really slick trick. Print a 1 to 2 second reverb tail from the build. Reverse it, and layer it under the first hit of the drop super quiet, like -18 to -24 dB. It glues the transition without washing the downbeat. Common mistakes to avoid as you do all this. This audio version is shortened for playback.